Your old or broken phone can let you down when you need it most.
Perfect.
But at Verizon, trade in any old phone from our top brands and get the most for it. Up to $2,000 in value for an amazing new iPhone 16 Pro with Apple Intelligence and a new line on my plan. And iPad and Apple Watch Series 10. That's like a 3-for-1. And you can get it on any plan. At Verizon, trade in your old phone for a brand new iPhone 16 Pro, iPad, and Apple Watch. The other guys won't give you that. Visit Verizon.com today. Additional terms apply. Service plan required for Apple Watch and iPad. Up to $2,000 value based on iPhone, iPad, and Apple Watch.
Owning a boat comes with a number of perks, like being able to say, ahoy, or land ho, and not feel weird about it. So here's another perk. GEICO's boat insurance offers access to the largest towing fleet on the water. And with specialist support from agents that are as passionate about boating as you are, there's so much value that you'll want to say, shiver me timbers, and not feel weird about that either. Get more with GEICO.
This is Carson Wentz, and you're listening to Roster Watch.
Morning, Roster Watch Nation. It's your friendly neighborhood trash man welcoming you to another scintillating week of free agency intrigue in the NFL. Not a lot happened over the weekend, but there was one major development involving one of the more colorful characters in the NFL. Glad that he's maintaining a role on a team in the NFL. We'll see how it goes. The Giants signed quarterback Jameis Winston, famous Jameis, formerly of the Browns, to a 2-year, $8 million contract. 2 years. I think they wanted to shore their that quarterback position with so much uncertainty there, waiting around for Aaron Rodgers to make a decision. This doesn't mean that Aaron Rodgers won't go to the Giants still. They could sign him as well. But at least they have a veteran quarterback to helm the quarterback position there. In the meantime, only Tommy DeVito was the other quarterback under contract for the Giants. So it was a necessary move. So the question now is, does Jameis become, I guess right now he's the de facto starter. But is he somebody that they're going to actually depend on this season? Or is he just a bridge for perhaps Shedeur Sanders? Probably the latter. Winston's 31 years old, which I guess for quarterbacks isn't that old these days. You know, we know what we're getting from Jameis. He's going to sling the ball. He's going to air it out. It's not bad for Malik Nabers. Jamie said, do you think Winston and Nabers is going to be like playing Madden on rookie mode? I think to some extent it will be. I mean, I feel like, you know, some of those throws are going to be errant to Nabers downfield, but he's going to make a lot of them. They're going to connect on a lot of them. I mean, Nabers, he's just that kind of player who can create his own fantasy upside. Well, you know, real world upside too. He doesn't need to sling it all the way downfield to make plays with neighbors, to get big gains with neighbors. I mean, he's a one-man band, really, Neighbors is. But, yeah, I don't hate it for Neighbors. I hate it for the long-term potential for the Giants. I mean, he'll probably be just good enough to hold a job down over a rookie quarterback. But it won't tell you who the rookie, if the rookie quarterback, if it is a Sanders, probably will be good enough to take over the starting role at some point. You want to take the training wheels off. And Winston might be able to keep things together long enough to not give you a really good glimpse at that rookie quarterback and what they can do. So there, you know, there's silver linings for sure, and that I think it's a, I think it keeps Neighbors safe as a rising fantasy commodity. But, you know, it makes it harder to make a decision on a rookie quarterback, at least early on, you know. And perhaps, you know, you want somebody who can, although I don't know if Jameis is the quarterback that you want, giving your rookie quarterback pointers. He has a very particular skill set. It's like Liam Neeson in Taken. But that skill set doesn't necessarily apply to most other quarterbacks. And it doesn't behoove most other quarterbacks to take plays out of his playbook, so to speak. So, but we love Jameis. I mean, the Giants, it seems like a good fit, you know? It's going to be a circus. And it's going to be good for Malik Neighbors. The rest of the Giants pass catchers, maybe not. I mean, Darius Slayton could benefit from that as well. Deep ball receiver like him. Can stretch the field. You know, he'll have some splashy plays too with Winston under center. But yeah, not, I mean, like, and with Winston, it'll be what we usually get. You know, his fantasy upside will be considerable, but he will have those 2-3 interception games, outings, where the wheels just come completely off. But he has a short memory. He's the kind of guy who can have a an abysmal week and then bounce back the next like it never happened. It's like with Winston, you never know what you're going to get. But the fact that you never know what you're going to get exactly is what you come to expect with Winston. So the uncertainty is a certainty with Winston under center. Yeah, so stream him at will. I mean, and the matchup doesn't, I mean, it doesn't really match up with Winston either. I mean, he could go up in flames against a crappy team, and he could actually, you know, have a good fantasy day against a good one. You really never know with Winston. But Neighbors will be a weekly fantasy lock. We can rely on that. And of course, it wouldn't be a free agency fantasy morning if I didn't talk about Aaron Rodgers and the saga that is his fantasy life. A source, a secret, mysterious source tells Mike Florio, Pro Football Talk, that is a safe bet that Aaron Rodgers signs with the Steelers. Is that Source Antonio Brown? I mean, he said it first, really. Rodgers reportedly spent 6 hours with the Steelers on Friday. I mean, that's a long time to be spending with a team for Aaron Rodgers. Probably dictating the terms of his lordship. Some say it's more of an if rather than when Rodgers joins the Steelers. You know, maybe he's waiting to see where Russell Wilson goes. And maybe he's just, you know, waiting for the Vikings to warm up to him. That could be the case. I really think nothing would make Aaron Rodgers happier than to don a Vikings uniform and stick it to the Packers twice a season, or at least try to stick it to the Packers twice a season. I think he'll stick it to the Packers twice a season. Chances are more likely that the Packers dominate him twice a season, but he wants that chance, I think. And so I think that's why he's holding out, resigning with the Steelers. You know, with the Vikings, it might be a situation of, you know, like where the lady might be protesting too much and saying that they're not interested in him. Jamie also asked, do you think the Giants draft a running back? Yes, I do. Tyrone Tracy isn't built to be a three-down back. He isn't built to carry the load for a full season for the Giants. I think they get a big body in there. I think perhaps, you know, maybe they get one of those Ohio State running backs. Although Henderson wouldn't be much of a size improvement on Tracy. Morning, Terminal Scream. So I guess, said it again, Terminal Sarcasm. I don't know why. It's just like a Freudian slip to say Terminal Scream. That sounds like a horror movie, like a sci-fi horror movie. It probably is one, and that's maybe why I'm, you know, subconsciously thinking of it. Big fan of sci-fi and horror. Terminal Scream sounds like a movie I would enjoy. So, still no signing for Aaron Rodgers just yet, but it looks like it's going to be with the Steelers. And what does that do for the Steelers from a fantasy perspective? We've talked about it. I think it limits the upside of both of their outside receivers, Pickens and Metcalf. I mean, sure, Devontae Adams and Garrett Wilson had good games as Jets this last season, but they rarely had games where both of them did well with Aaron Rodgers under center. I mean, you just kind of have to pick and choose which one is going to go off on a weekly basis with Rodgers. I don't know that he can maintain receiver one status for both of those guys on a weekly basis. I don't really see it. I mean, I think he'll be able to steer the ship okay. The team will do okay. As you know, the team does fine. The Steelers do fine, regardless, really, of who's under center, it seems. But for fantasy purposes, for our most important purposes, it doesn't excite me, Rodgers as a Steeler. Something that does excite me from a fantasy perspective. We talked about this. Well, we talked about his visit last week to the Chargers. But tight end Tyler Conklin, formerly the Jets, signed a one-year contract for $3 million. Incentives that can reach up to $4.5 million, and they probably will. Tyler Conklin, 29 years old, older than I thought. Had career highs in catches and yards in 2023, 61 for 621 yards. He becomes the top pass catching tight end option in Los Angeles for the Chargers in Los Angeles. So it's a good move for the Chargers. Good landing spot for Conklin. I think it's an upgrade from being in New York in a lot of ways. Touchdown upside's there for sure. You know, you got Ladd McConkey moving the ball underneath. Chargers could draft another tight end. This is actually a pretty deep tight end field from a draft perspective. There's some good tight ends to be had, but most rookie tight ends don't come to fruition in year one. It's not really until year three that most tight ends really start to come into their own in the NFL, if they are going to. So there's a good chance that Conklin makes a splash on a weekly basis for fantasy purposes. I mean, I'm not even sure this is going to be a guy you need to draft. You know, if you do, you can draft him late, real late. But he's going to be a guy that you can stream probably on a weekly basis. Unless the Chargers take more drastic action at the tight end position.
Your old or broken phone can let you down when you need it most.
Perfect.
But at Verizon, trade in any old phone from our top brands and get the most for it, up to $2,000 in value, for an amazing new iPhone 16 Pro with Apple Intelligence and a new line on my plan, and iPad and Apple Watch Series 10. That's like a 3-for-1. And you can get it on any plan. At Verizon, trade in your old phone for a brand new iPhone 16 Pro, iPad, and Apple Watch. The other guys won't give you that. Visit Verizon.com today. Additional terms apply. Service plan required for Apple Watch and iPad. Up to $2,000 value based on iPhone, iPad, and Apple Watch.
Taxes was feeling so stuck. Sitting in traffic, squeezing into a parking spot, all to squeeze in getting tax help during your lunch break. Now Taxes is a TurboTax expert who does your taxes for you, while you go about your day getting real-time notifications about their progress and the most money back guaranteed. Now this is Taxes, Intuit TurboTax. Get an expert now on TurboTax.com. Only available with TurboTax Live Full Service, real-time updates only in iOS mobile apps. See guarantee details at TurboTax.com/guarantees.
So Conklin, someone definitely we want to watch coming into the 2025 NFL season. On the terminal screen thing, Jamie says it's a thriller movie called Terminal from 2018. I think I saw that. Scrap Iron says it was Terminal Scare. She was on at night with Chili Billy, Channel 11. See, so it's not just, you know, it's not by coincidence that I'm saying Terminal Scream. There's a reason for it. And we're going to get to the bottom of it. We may already have. In more washed up QB news. These teams are just digging to the bottom of the barrel. The Vikings have reached out to Ryan Tannehill. About his availability. I mean, you're really having to dig deep if you're going to Ryan Tannehill for his talents. Tannehill says he needs the perfect opportunity to sign with a team. And honestly, the Vikings might be the perfect opportunity for him. I mean, you have arguably the best 1-2 receiver tandem in the league, arguably. I mean, most would probably still say that the Bengals have the best 1-2. But with a few more years of Addison, you know, performing, a couple more years, maybe one more year, they're definitely in that conversation. But Tannehill to the Vikings, and that would do nothing for me in fantasy. I mean, Justin Jefferson would probably somehow maintain his status near to the top of the heap. But I don't really see Tannehill airing it out. Not often. I feel like Addison would fall back. Jamie says, wouldn't it be better to sign an XFL quarterback than Daniel? Probably. But the NFL, it's like with their coaches, it's just like they're afraid to go with anything that they haven't gone with before. And they're more comfortable with, you know, proven or unproven commodities. You know, they'd rather have a guy. It's the devil that they know. They'd rather have a devil that they know than a devil that they don't know. And then people to, I think they'd rather rely on the floor of a Tannehill, the potential floor, relatively decent floor of a Tannehill, over the potential Mariana Trench of a floor bringing in an XFL QB, you know, who hasn't played in the NFL, who hasn't started in the NFL, at least for any real length of time. You know, they don't want to take that blame for conducting that experiment. So, yeah, I mean, I think for fantasy purposes, yeah, it'd be better to sign an XFL quarterback. Probably at least one of the better ones over Ryan Tannehill. But from like an organizational standpoint, I see why they would choose to do that. The Giants have added some firepower for Jameis Winston. They've signed wide receiver, former Longhorn, Hook'em, Lil Jordan Humphrey, formerly the Broncos, to a one-year contract. Humphrey's been in the years for six league for six has been in the league for 6 years. Was an undrafted free agent. He's coming off of a career high in receptions, 31, and receiving yards, 293 last season. He's a depth signing, a bigger body, maybe the biggest body in the Giants receiving core at this point. Some red zone upside there, potentially. But right now, this does little for me in fantasy. You know, I'm always going to root for former Longhorns. As a two-time former Longhorn, went there twice, 2 degrees. using neither of them right now. Little Jordan Humphrey using his as a Giant. We'll see, you know, as potentially the biggest receiver on that squad, maybe he does, you know, offer a little upside, a little touchdown upside in that offense. If he can get it on the field long enough, which he could in that receiving core, potentially. So it's a good move for Humphrey. Doesn't really do much in fantasy for me. We know the Giants have also already signed Zach Pascal, formerly the Cardinals, to a year contract. So they are just throwing the spaghetti at the wall and seeing what sticks behind neighbors. They're just putting bodies to compete and hoping that at least one of them pans out. I mean, and one of them probably will, at least in a real life football perspective. Jamie asks, what are your thoughts on Theo Johnson as a fantasy asset? Well, with Jameis Winston, I don't hate them. I mean, I think honestly, behind Malik Nabers, he could be, I mean, there's an argument for him being number two in receptions for the Giants. I mean, maybe three if you count Tyrone Tracy. He says he's the seventh ranked overall athletic tight ends of all time in the NFL. All time. I wonder how they did that. Of all time? Could it really be all time? I don't think they had the metrics for that to make it all time. But he is an athletic specimen. And, you know, the Giants are bereft of proven and tried pass catchers outside of Slayton and Nabers. You know, John Winston's going to get the team downfield. At least half, you know, flip a coin on the drive. But he'll get him down there sometimes. And Johnson would technically be the best big body target. You know, I guess he'd compete with Little Jordan Humphrey there. Four touchdowns for the Giants. So I like Winston for Johnson as well. Maybe not getting them down the field as much. I mean, I think that'll be mostly Nabers most of the time, but I think he'll definitely get his. Winston will air the ball out a lot. So I do like Johnson's fantasy outlook with Winston under center. Oh, Jamie says it's on player profiles. It's probably just since 2011. Yeah, so I guess that's all time, 2011. That's as far back as I can remember. Scrap Iron, FF, who do you think will play X in Pittsburgh, DK or Pickens? I mean, my money would be on... My money would be on... Oh, that's hard, actually. I think it's probably Metcalf. I think he's a little bit more of a one-trick pony than Pickens. I think Pickens is a little more versatile as a receiver. I think Metcalf, you put him in there, he's a bullet train. You get him going downfield, a big body that once you get him in motion, he's going to be hard to stop. Just run him downfield, toss him the ball. Pickens is a little bit more of a finesse player. A smaller player. I think Metcalf probably becomes the X in Pittsburgh. I mean, but both are going to offer fantasy value for sure. But I see Pickens probably catching more balls on a week-to-week basis. Jamie adds, seventh out of 523 tight ends with Theo Johnson from the Athletic perspective. I mean, it's good. I'm not looking at it right now. Where's Evan Ingram on that list? He's got to be up there. Theo Johnson, not too dissimilar from an Evan Ingram. Evan Ingram, who was a former Giant. You know, maybe they're trying to replicate his success there. And I think they very well could, because Jameis Winston is now a New York Giant. Giving Giants fans, at least Giants fantasy football fans, some room to breathe for the time being. Stay tuned for Alex and Cody. I'm sure they'll have some colorful words on Winston's addition to the Giants. I mean, it's the weekend's biggest talking point, let's be honest. So stay tuned for that. Want to hear their takes. This has been the Trash Band on behalf of RosterWatch.com. I need another drink. But until then, be ready.
Your old or broken phone can let you down when you need it most.
Perfect.
But at Verizon, trade in any old phone from our top brands and get the most for it, up to $2,000 in value, for an amazing new iPhone 16 Pro with Apple Intelligence and a new line on my plan, and iPad and Apple Watch Series 10. That's like a 3-for-1. And you can get it on any plan. At Verizon, trade in your old phone for a brand new iPhone 16 Pro, iPad, and Apple Watch. The other guys won't give you that. Visit Verizon.com today. Additional terms apply. Service plan required for Apple Watch and iPad. Up to $2,000 value based on iPhone, iPad, and Apple Watch.
All you homeowners have unique needs. Some feel the need to paint their door a vibrant shade of blue. Others have the need to decorate their bathroom with fish, anchors, and other nautical items. And because each homeowner has unique needs, GEICO helps you get the right coverage for your home and what's in it. That way, you get exactly what's right for you, even if your needs are unique. Get more with GEICO.